All right, we're calling the meeting to order. Roll call.
Gladys LeFever here.
Yeah, the time is 7:05.
Ray Gardner here.
Josh Ellis here.
Conrad Jepson here. So I guess we do the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. All right, what's our agenda?
I will make a motion to approve the agenda as presented.
Who's the second?
Gladys will second.
All right, we've got all in favor?
Gladys, aye.
Ray, aye.
Josh, aye.
All right.
You have to vote.
Conrad, aye, I guess. I just thought I was the mayor. What's the next item?
Conflict of interest disclosure.
Yep.
No conflict of interest that I have.
Gladys?
Gladys, I need to, because it says on the agenda we're discussing staff, I need to say the clerk is my daughter-in-law. I don't think I have any work relations or relatives of any other staff.
Ray, you got any?
Ray here, no known conflict of interest.
How about you, Josh?
None, no conflict.
I don't have any either. So, yeah, he went first. So we go there, right? So now we're going to dismiss and go into executive session to discuss our staff, administration, and needs.
I will make a motion that we close the open meeting and enter a closed meeting.
Anybody second it?
Gladys will second.
All approved?
Gladys, aye.
Ray, aye.
Josh, aye.
Conrad, aye. All right, let's
stop the recording of that.
Okay, so for clarification, who is the Boulder Town computer that's on the screen? That is Nancy's, okay. And do we want to have Aaron and Nancy and Elizabeth present in the executive session?
That's up to you. Who?
I'll make that as a motion.
Yeah, I'll second that motion.
Okay. So does the executive meeting concern them?
No, but they should provide input.
In what way?
Into the staff issues that are at hand.
Okay.
We could kick them out at some point in time as well, right? So we can start with a broader conversation and then narrow it.
Okay. That's I'm with that.
For the record, I'll amend that motion to say that we'll have Nancy, Aaron, and Elizabeth at the start of the discussion, and if appropriate, we'll ask them to leave the executive session.
Okay, I will second that motion.
All approved?
Gladys, aye.
Ray, aye.
Josh, aye.
Conrad, aye. So we end the recording.
Oh, second.
What'd you say?
I second.
Oh, okay. So we're all ready. What do we do now?
You say all in favor?
Oh, that's right. All in favor?
Gladys, aye.
Ray, yes.
Josh, aye.
John, aye.
Oh, you don't. Conrad, aye. Okay, so.
And then when you get back in.
Yeah, there, you're part of the program.
You have to make sure we all get back in the meeting. So we have to do roll call vote that we all went back to the meeting. We didn't slough.
Right. So we're all, Gladys, you're in the meeting, correct?
Okay, are we back in regular meeting now?
We're back on recording session now.
Okay, Gladys here.
Ray here.
Josh here.
John here.
Conrad here. Okay. All right, so we're going to be discussing, Josh has something for us on a CPA proposal. Is this correct?
Let's start. I'll start with the motion around the staff and administrative needs. I make a motion that we authorize Elizabeth as a consultant to the town to execute clerk duties in a legally enforceable manner on behalf of the town council and or the town clerk as requested.
Gladys will second.
Oh, you okay? Yeah, all in favor. I was already ahead of myself. Go ahead.
So does Conrad need to say, is there any discussion?
Yeah, right.
Is there any?
I was going to say that. Thanks, Gladys.
Yeah, is there anybody not agreeing with this you're saying?
Or do we want to discuss this?
Yeah, I think we could take the vote tonight, but it'd be a good idea to run by Michael Wynn to just make sure that there's going to be no doubt, especially if some of the statutory duties, for example, related to elections, come up during this time. So we could make sure that Wynn is satisfied that we meet any legal requirements.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Anybody going to second that?
So do you want to add that to your motion, Josh?
You want to amend the motion, or are you okay just...
I'll make that as an amendment that your wording with a review by Wynn for legal format.
Yeah. Legal adequacy. Okay.
Or
legal.
We'll second that. Is that what I do?
Yep.
All right. Everybody agree on that?
Gladys, aye.
Ray, aye.
Josh, aye.
John, aye.
Conrad, aye. Are we ready to move on?
So you just voted on the amendment.
Yeah.
So you now need to vote on the original motion.
Yeah.
What's the original motion?
Josh's.
Okay. So now the amendment.
I've lost. So help me out here, guys.
Down. The amended motion is I motion that we appoint Elizabeth Julian as a consultant to authorize her to act in a legal manner on behalf of the town of Boulder. At the direction of the town council and or the clerk as requested, after or with the provision that the town attorney verify that this arrangement is legal, while we leave the deputy clerk position open for a bit longer.
Gladys will second that.
Everybody agree on that?
Gladys, aye.
Ray, aye.
Josh, aye.
John, aye.
Conrad, aye. See, I thought we agreed on that when he said that. Yeah, so I'm going, so that's twice we voted on the same thing to my head. So
there's some other schools training you should do,
Conrad.
I have been trying to get that, you know, so yes.
It's a good video.
All right. So now we're, but hey, I'm just trying to make it interesting. You know, that way people can complain. All right, so you brought a... You, what?
That way people can complain.
So now you...
CPA.
Hey, we're gonna have a fun time. So now you want to bring a CPA proposal to us?
Yeah, so like 8 months ago, the town... I mean, there's really... not. We all kind of know the story. There's not a lot of people listening in person, but 8 months ago-ish... we found out that we were like 40 grand in back payroll taxes due to the IRS. It brought up some big questions about like, how did we not know we had $40,000 extra? What's up with our accounting procedures that we didn't catch this? What is our auditor doing if they didn't help us catch this, that audits us every year?
are we as a town council reviewing the right financial information? Are we trained to look at it? Do we know any, do we know what we're doing here, basically? And really the answer is what was kind of largely no, we actually don't. We've done a lot of training since then. It took literally like 6 months to get a CPA on the phone. It was crazy. Jessica was trying, I was trying, Judy was trying. We finally sat down with Polaris, our software, the CEO of that company is a CPA. He walked us through some of the reports. And I said, well, can you point us to a CPA that will be, you know, responsive, because people keep not answering their phone ever, and could help us out, because I know we have some problems with our books. Jessica alluded to that in her email to us right before this meeting, that there are still funds that are not properly balanced or represented in the checking account balances properly. All the different accounts we have don't match to the fund balances that we have and where that money says it is.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, when we start playing with money like that, it's a good idea to have a CPA sign off on any reconciliations. That way we don't have any liability on our front, because it falls to us otherwise.
Absolutely.
So we talked to jail? One CPA. The Polaris accountant pointed me to a CPA. I called him. He basically said, look, I'm too expensive for you, but there's this other guy and he's great. He's more of a finance director kind of angle, like how to manage your budget and all that, like how to run the money instead of like how to audit the money, right? So that the first accountant I talked to, I think it would be perfect for our IRS situation, and that's on the agenda for next week. So we'll have a whole separate conversation about that then. That won't be an expensive big deal, but he was like, you definitely want to have a CPA involved in your conversation with the IRS. I'm like, I know. So this guy, you know, I don't know if he looked at his resume, but he ran Lehigh's $200 million budget. So he's like crazy high end, knows what he's doing guy. I talked to him on the phone. He called me, Friday at 7 o'clock at night. Then he called me Saturday at 11 a.m. And I was like, yes, this is what I want, is people that answer the call. Because that's been literally 8 months to get to the point where I have a CPA that answers the call. What he does is basically just runs, as a financial director, would just run our finances entirely for the town. He would get them all in order, reconcile everything, figure out all our accounts, make recommendations about how and where to move our money. This is what he does. He's got three other towns that he runs Polaris software for. So he already has the instances on his computer. He's intimately familiar with the software. He's intimately familiar with the Polaris people. He told me he charged $750 a month. And I was like, that's definitely too rich for our blood. And he said, well, the lowest I can go is $500 a month, which I still think is a lot for our town. However, basically he would act as our treasurer. So we would no longer have a need to try and fill and train that role in the community. It would give us direct access to a CPA about any potential question we could ever want to ask, which is a state auditor recommendation and part of our transparency checklist that they tie to our funding. And that's part of the reason that our funding is held up, and state income tax funding is held up. Is due to the transparency stuff, filings. So it would solve that. He would do, he would do all our reports of any kind that we wanted to see every month as a town council. He would walk us through those reports, what they mean, what we should be looking for, what we shouldn't be looking for. Like, he would train everyone involved in the town on how to run the finances of the town. So that's like, it would basically take, like, I think Jessica's, he would even do our budgeting if we wanted him to. So it could take a lot of work off Jessica's plate as well. Because he will do everything except basically enter the transactions and write purchase orders.
Okay, so what I'm hearing from you, if I'm getting this right, this gentleman is almost going to be like a payroll service. In the sense that if he can write the checks for us, Is he not?
He can't write checks.
Okay,
no, he can't write checks. He's the treasurer.
So okay,
he's doing everything but that. But he's not doing her payroll.
No, but
Polaris is doing her payroll.
Right. Just to be clear. Okay, so go through Polaris. So he's going to do all of our quarterly reports, all the things that we're going to need, so that we could just bring it up, sign it, and send it off.
Yes.
So all of that, other than, and he's going to be able to help turn it around, send us through Polaris what our bank account is looking like, what's our negative, what's our positive, and all these things. And at $500 a month.
And he will go into our bank accounts. He prefers to have access to the bank accounts.
The other guy is going to fix our IRS problem?
Or is this, that's a different account.
Okay.
Different firm.
Okay, so we're just, all right, so you got me sold. Okay, whatever. Okay,
I guess if I can make a comment, what I like about just looking over this contract and is that either party can terminate when desired. I think based on what I read from the clerk's email earlier this evening, some things financially are in order, caught up. Some things are not. Some things to me, I read are kind of maybe a little over her head at this point. But I anticipate with Elizabeth's help, that once this CPA can get some of that stuff up to date or not up to date but everything correct, that going forward our clerk indicates through the email that she feels like she would be able to maintain that once those discrepancies are resolved. And so I just like that we're not, this contract doesn't lock us into a long-term thing, but it's kind of as long as we need it. That's my comment.
I donate $100 a month just to keep the doggone guy, you know?
I think definitely, you know, we certainly have plenty of work in the town that needs to be done. I think this is the type of service that's very easy to get to farm out, and it's very beneficial to have someone who's experienced do it. So I'm totally in favor.
All right, Gladys, you're next.
Okay, I agree with Ray. At this point, I'm not ready to hire him long term, but I definitely want him to get the book straightened out. And maybe I'd like to see, okay, if you do it for a month, okay, this is what service, this is how it's going to look if we decide to do it long term. I have a few questions, but right now I don't think they're important about long term doing as treasurer. You know what I mean? Legally, do we need to advertise it? You know what I mean? For the amount of money, is it going to be something that, you know, other firms need to contract with? But I've got no problems hiring for 3 months, just so he can, you know what I mean, whatever he needs to get the books in order. And to, so I kind of see, oh, okay, this is a service you're going to provide.
Yeah. I know he did say he likes a long-term engagement, you know, which I understand because he spends a bunch of time getting to know it. And that's kind of his upfront work, and then he's going to make more money on the back end, right, when it's a little easier, more straightforward. But he did say, I have the 30-day termination notice because I don't want to work with people that aren't happy, me or you. Like, he's going to cancel on one of his clients soon because he doesn't like them, right? Like, and that's good, you know, that's the way it should be. I feel like it's a lot. I also feel like maybe, you know, 6 months from now, I might be like, wow, this is great that we just don't have to worry about this at all, you know, and we know so much more, and maybe we just keep it around for the security.
Well, nothing like hiring somebody, then firing them, you know, in a year to say, thanks for cleaning up my mess. And then we go back to, 6 months later, we need your help. And they'll say, screw you. You know, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I mean, I was a little too blunt on that aspect.
But Conrad, what I see is, you know, perhaps in 6 months, these discrepancies will be resolved and our clerk will be up to speed with most, perhaps all of what we need. And this won't need to be an ongoing engagement with some support and training for the clerk. You know, I think the goal, at least, you know, at least for me, is not to slip back into disarray and where we're at now.
Well, all I'm saying is we want to keep somebody that helps us. We want to keep them as happy as possible.
Sure.
We want to, if we need repeat business, then we don't want to be 8 months again with Josh out there looking for help again, you know?
Well, luckily we can kick this can down the road, right?
Yeah.
So with that, I will make a motion that we sign the contract with DS Accounting Services LLC as presented tonight to the council.
Anybody second it?
I'll second it.
Any discussions on it?
Okay, so it does say that, I'm sorry, I don't have it in front of me. I remember reading it over. We could terminate on either side 30 days notice.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
And I just quick question, Josh, is this the contract that he presented or a draft that you put together? Or is this, I just wondering, is this the official binding contract?
Yeah, that's presented to me. Yes. It's a good clarification. I didn't touch it.
So do we have a second?
We had a second.
Okay.
The discussion, sir.
So we've had the discussion. So now are we going to vote on it? Gladys?
Yes, I'm okay with it. Yes.
Ray?
Ray, yes.
Josh, yes.
John, yes.
Conrad, yes. So the motion passes. We're all in agreement. Yeehaw. So do anybody have a motion to close the meeting?
Yes, Gladys will make a motion to close the meeting.
Thank you. We're done. Let's get out of here.
Okay.
2 hours? Fine, Catherine. I thought it was going to be 15 minutes.